it, man, it was literally, it was bananas. I swear there was probably 60 or 70 people trying to escape, including dude that was finna be on death row. The thing is, they popped the door. So you know this was like totally uncoordinated. This was like just some random, like most crime happens, a crime of opportunity. This was like an escape of opportunity. So these fools went, they opened the door to the rec yard, got out to the basketball court, but somebody went out the rec door and shut the door so it locks. Couldn't get out to the rec yard. And then some fool shut the basketball court door and trapped everybody on the basketball court. So
how many people in the basketball
court? I don't know. It was probably like 20 people stuck on the basketball court.
Pardon me, I must say, I'm kind of like a big deal.
Lights, cameras, action.
Yo, yo, what's up? Welcome to the first episode of Lights Out. We're going to be talking about all things incarceration lifestyle. First and foremost, we got to give a shout out to our sponsor. Our sponsor, Be Clear Water.
You all know and love our premier alkaline water that's wrapped in sustainable packaging. Well, welcome the new kids on the block. Our watermelon mint and elderberry lemonade are packed with vitamins. It's great tasting and refreshing without the artificial flavors and colors. Life's confusing enough. Let's be clear.
It's packaged in infinitely recyclable aluminum, helping to reduce pollution on land and sea, creating access to clean drinking water, with a tree being planted in one of six countries for every case sold. Be Clear Water is veteran-owned, nurse-owned, and most importantly, family-owned. Pardon Me and Lights Out are proud to partner with Be Clear Water as our official hydration sponsor. Water from the heavens.
Mad hydration, son.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the first episode of Lights Out. Of course, you got your favorite former inmate, number 305178, here checking in. And now I got the homie, Cam Beats, the former teacher over here checking in as well. What's going on with you, Cam
Come
Beats?
The teacher. What's happening? What's happening, Cam Beats in the house? Welcome, welcome to Lights Out.
No doubt, man. This is we're really excited to have this episode. Really have this spinoff of the Pardon Me podcast. For those of you who haven't checked out the Pardon Me podcast, follow us on YouTube, Pardon Me podcast, to check out season one. We had six dynamic shows in that season, but we're looking forward to Lights Out, just having some short conversation. All things incarceration, right? There's many times, many people always ask me, what was it like being in prison? What was this? And they want to ask this and that question. Well, that's what we're going to answer on this show. You got the expert serving 10 years in prison, whether it was here in Wisconsin or down in Texas. But then we also have the concerned citizen, the homie Cam Beats, who's never been to prison.
I'm looking mighty concerned.
Yeah, and I don't think you want to ever go to prison, do you?
Nah, not at all.
So the things we talk about, they're going to be interesting just from the standpoint of like, man, I'm glad I didn't experience that.
Right. A lot of the questions coming from the idealization of I don't know what life is like, and I don't want to know, but just curiosity. It's just my curiosity. So I'm sure my curiosity and the actually people who are asking these questions are curious as well. So we're going to share a little of that. So
yeah, no doubt. And I think that's the thing too, is, you know, the curiosity folks want to know, right? They want to know, especially when they see you doing some really good things. I hear they want to know, man, what did you endure and how did you get through all that? So we're really looking forward to this spinoff Lights Out, this short conversation. So, man, Cam Beats, I'm going to kick it to you for the first question, man. What's the first question to kick off this series of Lights Out?
So a lot of the background of what we do, Pardon Me, talks about the after the release of a prisoner from prison. But let's reverse back into the life as you are in prison. The only experience I have with prison life is from movies, TV, and from stories.
The worst experience ever.
I've seen every, you know what I'm saying? Like, some of that shit is like close to real, but some of it is like very falsified. But I want to actually find out. So one question that came out from the audience is, during a prison riot, what do the prisoners who don't want to participate in the riot do? Like, what do they do?
Well, you know,
I would be that nigga. Like, I ain't down, fam. Let me give me my sandwich.
Yeah, I know, right, man. Let me go on back. Let me lock myself in. You know, I ain't about to fool with y'all. You know what? I'm actually going to put a spin on that question. I'm going to change the word riot to a prison escape. Because I actually have a true story about that.
So you witnessed an escape?
Yeah, I witnessed an attempted escape by a death row inmate.
Do tell.
Yeah, I know, right? So check this out, right? We were down in Texas. We were in Red River County Jail. The homie Johnny Jones, if he's listening, I know he'll remember this because we were bunkmates when this all went down. So they brought in this dude that was facing death row. They brought him in. He was in the court. We were in a county jail, right? We were, let me, I guess, give some context. We were in Red River County Jail because there was overcrowding here in Wisconsin. So Wisconsin bought up jails in Tennessee, jails in prison, Tennessee, Minnesota, Mississippi, Texas.
Time out. So prison, the prison in Wisconsin bought up
space, bought space.
In Texas.
Yep. Yeah, they bought space because of overcrowding. So instead of just figuring out like how to fix
investment
the system,
tip number one.
right. So they sent us down to the county jails, right? We were in the county jail. All of a sudden they put this dude in segregation, and we've been down there, right? I spent 2 years in Texas. 2 years of my prison sentence was in Texas. And so the guards, you know, they were cool with us. They knew who we were. Because when you went there, you didn't go there for a month. Anybody, you know, a month, 2 months, anybody who was sent there was, you a minimum served 1 year down there before you came back to Wisconsin. So, you know, you build relationships with the guards, you know, they cool. They become regular people just like us, right? So they're like, yeah, this dude's coming in. He's facing death row for a murder. So we were like, word? Like, man, we were wondering, were they going to put him in the cell block with us, right? But they didn't. They put him in segregation. Man, one night, I don't know.
Segregation is what?
Yeah, segregation, the whole. It's called the whole segregation. Basically, the word segregate, like separate.
Separated from the
General population. Okay, so he had his own cell.
Okay.
No TV. All he basically had, it like what you see on TV, you see the bed, the toilet with the sink combination, and a desk. That's all he had in his room.
Straight prison life.
Yeah, straight prison life. So he was in segregation because he's facing death row, right? So he can't be with normal population. So we were sitting in the room, and we were watching something. We might have been watching wrestling on TV or something.
And that's death row because Texas has
death because penalty. Texas has death row. Yeah. So we watch the TV, and all of a sudden, somebody snuck out. Somebody else snuck out of segregation. There was like six cells in segregation, if I remember. Somebody snuck out some way, somehow. I think they actually climbed out of their they have the food trap where they deliver the food, and dude was real small, so he found a way to climb out. I know, man, it's crazy. This story is wild, man. And this is a true story. Johnny, when you're watching this, you comment on this and you verify this story. So all of a sudden we saw the dude that some dude that climbed out of his room. He walked into the bubble, what's called the bubble. The bubble is in the middle of all of the pods, and it has windows, and they can see access, and they have all the buttons to press, right? Mm-hmm. So the guard, man, I think her name was, she ain't gonna remember. Her name was Christy. She left the door open, I believe. I believe it was Christy. She left the door open to the pod, which was normal, right? Mm-hmm. It was normal because we're all locked down. We can't get in there. Dude walked in, and we were like, man, why is dude walking in there? Like, what is he doing? Man, fam went in there and hit every button. All you heard was all the doors open for all the pods. He opened the door for the segregation. So all of a sudden, like, we were caught off guard, right? Like, bro, did the doors just open? Yes, the doors just opened. Because then once the lock disengaged, the door started to move. So now you see all these people who are like, oh, man, we can get up out of here, right? We can escape. Man, next thing you know, we saw a dude that was on death row. We were like, dog, this dude in here for murdering somebody on death row. Like, dog, this is about to be like national news. So they opened the door. They opened the rec yard. So next to the pods, next to the jail is a basketball court. And then so there's a door that leads to that. Then there's a door that leads to outside into the rec yard.
So it's really two doors.
That's it. Once you get into the rec yard, well, you're kind of stuck in the rec yard unless you like feel like climbing over some barbed wire fence, right? So
barbed wire with the razor blades.
Yeah. So you really weren't going to get far. Like, but people didn't know that, right? They just heard doors open. And next thing you know, they're like, we got to get up out of here. So me and Johnny, man, we looked at each other. I was like, man, let me lay my ass right back down on this bunk. I put my cover on. I finished watching TV. Man, it was bananas. I swear there was probably 60 or 70 people trying to escape, including dude that was finna be on death row. The thing is, they popped the door. So you know this was like totally uncoordinated. Like this was like just some random, like most crime happens, a crime of opportunity. This was like an escape of opportunity. So these fools went, they opened the door to the rec yard. So they got out to the basketball court, but somebody went out the rec door and shut the door so it locked, so they couldn't get out to the rec yard. And then some fool shut the basketball court door and trapped everybody on the basketball court. So
how many people on the basketball court?
I don't know. It was probably like 20 people stuck on the basketball court. So then next thing you know, the guards, for some reason, I don't know if they heard noise. They probably did, right? Even though people being trying to be quiet. So they came back there. They came back there, pressed the button, red alert, right? Next thing, all these sheriffs coming in. And those of us who like stayed in, like we all got in trouble, right? And then they did an investigation and then they found out, they looked on the cameras to see who stayed in.
It was in
yeah, yeah. We all got put on lockdown. The whole joint was locked down. They turned our TV off. They no rec. We ain't get nothing for like a week. And they were like, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to do an investigation. So they got cameras, which was the other crazy thing. You finna escape on camera. The craziest part though is the majority of the people that were trying to escape were from Wisconsin. We deep in Texas. Like, what you finna do?
Where are you going?
Where are you about to go?
Route 66?
Like, at the end of the day, you ain't got no connection to anybody in Texas. Like, none whatsoever. Like, this was a straight up opportunity, you know. It was just an opportunity that popped up. So, to answer your question, what do those do when something crack off and you don't want to be a part of it? Man, you lay down on that bunk.
So you stayed in the bunk, but you still got punished.
Yeah, we still got punished. Now, we didn't get the severe trouble that folks got.
Because they went and reviewed the
cameras. Yeah, because they got charges. Because now they got charged with escape. So they faced charges for trying.
So where's the person with death row?
Man, you know, dude don't care. He ain't got nothing to lose. He trying to get up out of there. He trying to, you know, not face this case. Now, he probably got some connections in Texas, you know, especially in that county, because that's where he's from. But we ain't had no connection. But it was funny because we didn't even think about. I definitely didn't think about escaping. Like where I'm gonna go?
So, I mean, just in context, I have to think about this real slow. So, and opportunity opens the door for me to escape. I'm an escapee. I could escape through two exits. One, the second one is the yard. The third is getting over the barbed wire. If I get over the barbed wire, am I free?
Yeah, you free then. Like you free. I mean, you probably free and cut up.
How?
but you free. But we're in the neighborhood. So now you're the jail is right in the neighborhood. So now you are.
After I go to the fence, how much space between the fence and like freedom am I?
Oh, you free. Your feet touch the ground. You free.
Word.
Yeah. Okay, so
it's almost worth the risk if you got death row though.
Yeah. No. No. Yeah. Maybe if you got death row, it might be worth.
I mean,
the risk,
if you ain't got death row, obviously, but like, I ain't worth it. But,
yeah. It's just, you know, at the end of the day, man, you see folks that I guess in their mind, they ain't got nothing to lose. I mean, we see it all the time, right? We see it with people who shoot at the police, right? When the police pull them over, got their license plate number, got their picture on camera, and they still shoot out. They ain't got nothing to lose. And I think that's the mentality them folks had. But even if you kick off with a riot, like I think about a riot and I think about some of the things that we've had before, you know, a fight, even when fights happen, like you got a choice to either jump in or you got a choice to go lay down somewhere. And I think that's where you know, in different states, it's different, right? In some states, if your set is rioting, if the people you with are rioting and you don't, they're gonna deal with you afterwards. So sometimes you don't have a choice. You just gotta go on and jump in, do what it do. I mean, at the end of the day, you're in prison. So
it's more information for me to find out that I am not built for the prison life. But, you know what I'm saying? But you know, I would like to actually make sure I give a shout out to. Be clear.
No doubt. Shout out to our sponsor
for the segment of shit lights out. I don't know if I can live that life, but I can understand dudes like the motivation to try to get out with the death and death row in Texas. Do you have an option of like injection?
I don't know what the option is. I know it's death. That's the only option. So I don't know how it is. I know the only option is death. So, hey, I get bro wanting to get up out of there. But, yeah, we weren't fooling around. So shout out to Johnny, man. I'm glad we didn't fool around, man, and get popped off in that. So, yeah, man, it's interesting stuff, man. But thank you for catching the first episode of Lights Out here, the first conversation we're having. Definitely tune in to get more information about incarcerated culture, incarcerated lifestyle.
Yo, Cam Beats, Lights Out. The Lights Out podcast is part of the Pardon Me brand. Please visit pardonme22.com for more information.